there's a hindrance a lot more than just us. It might go back to Tuesday for all we know because it changes by the day. Unfortunately, with the game going back to Monday, the FAI operate on a Monday-to-Monday basis, as in that is their week. We're not sure who's going to be available and who's not because we had the week's suspensions for this week, which included Sunday. We haven't a clue who's going to be available on Monday here or not. It's nearly on the farcical terms that the game and games have been put back, and we feel that it should have been managed a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, obviously, I'm sure it's very frustrating as a manager that this situation has risen his head once again, but it's something that's become a bit of the norm through the season and chopping and changing all the time, Ollie.
Yes and no. I think it was a very difficult year to manage. And I think it had been managed that health took priority, and rightly so, all the way through until 2 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, health became a little bit less important, and to finish the season became more important than the health issues with a team. There was four teams that suffered the virus. Thankfully, we weren't one of them. And they were stepped down for 2 weeks, absolutely and utterly correctly. We suffered the brunt of it with Pats and Shamrock Rovers having to play them in the 1 week. But then it happened to Derry, and the same, if you like, carrot of a two-week step-down wasn't afforded to them, that health became less important. And to finish the season by this Sunday was the utmost, which it turned into a little bit of a farce. And to Derry's credit, they turned the tables, and they get to play Shamrock Rovers on Saturday. The difficulty is we're expecting Shamrock Rovers to do us a favour in Dublin, in Talca Park on Monday, and that's if we can turn over Waterford. So it gets a little bit more difficult. However, if we don't beat Waterford, we've no one to complain about by ourselves.
Does it? So then it's putting you at more of a disadvantage than what you would have been at, do you feel, a number of weeks ago, Ollie, given the consideration? And we understand there's an international break coming up as well. Shamrock Rovers, yes, they're trying to finish the season unbeaten. They're remaining on course for that. But they've got a big glut of games, Ollie, in a very, very short period of time. And when you come to the last day of the campaign, anything can happen. So does that mean, when you factor everything in, that Harps are at a greater disadvantage now than maybe the what you would of when the season was originally to end?
Look, we're not making an excuse here that if we don't see in the division, that's not an excuse. I've heard the word sporting integrity being used all the way through the lockdown, before the restart, as regards relegation, as regards playoffs, all being the same as what they are to protect sporting integrity. I just don't see the integrity in a game being played 48 hours before Shamrock Rovers were hoping can win in Talca Park. I just don't see any integrity in that. We may as well play a five-a-side and run the league off that way and get it done, and if we suffer relegation because of it, get it done. However, that's the powers that are there, and in fairness to Derry, they were unduly penalised for unfortunately contracting the virus, and they were they were punished in the wrong. I think it's something that could have been handled a hell of a lot better and could have been handled from a long way back rather than at this late stage.
I'm sure when this season's done and dusted, there'll be a lot of learning from everybody right across the board, Ollie. But what you're looking into now is having to take 3 points against Waterford. If somebody said to you at the start of the season, you're sitting second from bottom, knowing that a win could possibly keep you in the top flight, would you have taken that, Ollie?
Absolutely, Ushing. But like when you looked at the fixtures, you've got Shamrock Rovers going to Talca Park in the last game, and all being right, you would feel, yeah, they would possibly be favourites up there, even though Shelburne have drawn with them up in Talla. But the goalposts have changed a little bit, and maybe it might be a more difficult feat for Shamrock Rovers to go and win that game on Monday. However, unless we beat Waterford, it's irrelevant, and should we not beat Waterford or the results not go away in Dublin, we play a playoff the following weekend against Galway or Longford, and they're the true hurdles we've got to look at, and it is what it is, Oisín, unfortunately. No.
Waterford, of course, looking to secure a European spot. What sort of test and challenge is it going to be then for you, Ollie? What sort of
Huge. They're up there for a reason. They're third on the table for a reason. You know, they've got the internationals and Brian Murphy in goals. He's the best goalkeeper in the league, and Darren Murphy, who has been capped you know, numerous times and played all the way through the leagues in England. That's the kind of quality they have. And they're third in the league for a reason, and they will fully be expecting to qualify for Europe. And if they beat us, well, they certainly deserve that. It'll be a huge challenge for us. But look, we'll take a cut off it and see where it gets us, Oisin.
Okay, just finally then, Ole, I know you're waiting to get confirmation on suspensions and where it leaves you and who's available, but from players who maybe picked up knocks over the last couple of games, does that 24 hours maybe give you an extra wee bit of time just to see if you have maybe everybody ready?
Not really, no. We'd need a couple of bodies. We'd need more than the 24 hours extra. You know, should we be in a playoff, we're hopeful that they'll be available for the weekend, as in the weekend after the Waterford game. I think Monday would be too soon. Sunday was probably too soon. However, we still don't know what we'll be doing bodies-wise through suspensions, because we go into a different calendar week in the FEI schedule. And look, it leaves a lot to be desired in the manner in which it's been handled.
Okay, listen, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck next Monday against Waterford.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care.